Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. The weekend's over. It's a Monday morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio this morning. Checking those roadblocks one more time before we join Michelle Gill from the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Going on right now until 5 p.m. up in the North Range area, Range Roads 5 and 13. By the way, that began at about 5 o'clock this morning. And then from 9:15 this morning in the mid-range area, Range Road number 7, that'll be blocked until 4 p.m. And then from 7 o'clock tonight, in the North Range area, Range Roads 5 and 7, and they will be blocked until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So a lot of good activity going on at White Sands Missile Range. Well, it's time for a Monday morning edition of the Chamber Chat with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Our guest this morning, like always, is Michelle Gill, the interim director for the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, or acting director for the Center of Commerce, or she's the boss over there. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Had a great weekend. What about yourself?
Oh, we had a great weekend. What beautiful weather we had, and it was just a nice weekend.
It was a great weekend for sure. Michelle, first of all, let's do our Monday morning routine, an update on Mr. G.B. Oliver.
GB is doing very well. He spent some time in the office again last week, and he's making great progress, and everything is going well. Yeah.
Matter of fact, he looked like he had to stop in right at the end of the DARE picnic at Alameda Park last Thursday afternoon, and I caught him there in the office. He and you were discussing things and got a chance to see him. He's looking healthy.
Yes, absolutely. He looks really great, and he says he feels better than he has in about 10 years. So all is well, and he's definitely on the mend.
Michelle Gill, I remember my years there at the Alamogordo back then Chamber of Commerce, and my years served on the board of directors and everything else. And I know we've got board elections coming up, but for that commitment, and it takes a commitment to serve on the Alamogordo Center of Commerce Board of Directors, share more with us what's coming up.
It really does take a big commitment, and we are right in the middle of our election cycle for the Board of Directors. If you are an active chamber member in good standing, you should have received a ballot. If you did not receive your ballot via email, please reach out to me and I'll make sure that you do get one. If you have your ballot and it hasn't been returned, please make sure that that gets back to the office no later than the 28th of May. And June 1st, we'll announce our new board slate. We're very excited. We have some great candidates, and as you mentioned, it is a big commitment. It's a 2-year term, the terms alternate. Not everybody comes off at the same time. Not everybody comes on at the same time, and so it's a great way to serve the community and share the knowledge that you have. And also, it's a benefit for that business owner that is hoping to be on the board of directors, because it really is a great way to stay plugged in and just be completely involved with the community. So, as I mentioned, the ballots have already gone out. If you do not have your ballot, please reach out to me and let me know. And again, you have to be a member of the Alamogordo Center of Commerce in good standing. And all that means is that your bill has to be current, your invoice must be current, and that gives you the opportunity to help us select our board members for this cycle, which will be from 2023 to 2025. So make sure you get that taken care of if you haven't already done that.
Now, we have some current board members that are going off the board after their dedicated service. Can you bring us up to date on the members that are going off the board?
We do. We just have a couple that will come off. Bobby Martinez is coming off of the board of directors. Amy Tolson is coming off of the board, as well as Bob Patillo. And then we do have some slots on our board of directors for our active board members, current board members, to possibly move up into an executive committee position. And so then that could afford the opportunity to bring someone else on. So it's an exciting time. Nick Paul will be our incoming board president. Of course, Nick Paul has been on my board for quite some time. He and his wife own multiple storage units here in Alamogordo, New Mexico self-storage centers. And Nick is also a Alamogordo city commissioner, and I'm excited to see what his leadership and continued dedication brings to our board of directors.
And he and his wife are just great people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be wishing those that I mentioned good luck. We'll be thanking them, and also our current board president, Lori Black. We will be thanking her for her service and recognizing their dedication and hard work at our banquet on June 24th up at the Tate Center.
And Lori Black, by golly, I got to tell you, she's had a phenomenal year. If you need something done, you know, get a hold of Lori Black.
Yes, absolutely. She's very committed to the community and very involved. Of course, her and her family have deep roots here in Otero County, and she really has done great things.
Well, you mentioned the banquet coming up on June what, 26th?
24th,
right. And June 24th and everything else. Is that all ready, set to go?
Yes, that is as set to go as it can be for this time in the planning stages. We do have our venue, we do have our caterer, we have our keynote speaker. I'm working on securing tables from Uptown Rentals, as well as linens for our tables and decorations, you know, those centerpieces that we like to put out. So that's all a work in progress, but the meat and potatoes of that event are definitely set, and I have a great volunteer committee that is helping me work on all the other pieces that it takes to put an event like this on.
Michelle,
it's not a small task.
For about 1 minute right now and find out more about our guest speaker for the annual banquet on June 24th.
Hi, it's Colonel Waldo Waldman, the Wingman, Hall of Fame keynote speaker, executive coach, and author of the national bestseller, Never Fly Solo. And I wanted to let you know that I'm excited to be your wingman on Saturday, 24 June, at the Tay Center in Alamogordo, Otero County, home of Holloman Air Force Base, as the keynote speaker for the annual Alamogordo Center of Commerce Banquet. I'll share some of the leadership strategies I learned as a combat-decorated fighter pilot and executive coach, and how you, as Top Gun community members and business leaders, can adapt to change, lead with courage, and build cultures of collaboration and trust. This conference is going to be super high energy and an awesome opportunity for you to network and engage with others who are committed to growth and excellence, just like you. So pack your flight gear and get ready to push it up in Alamogordo. And if you'd like to learn about me before the mission, check out yourwingman.com or find me on social media at Waldo Waldman. I look forward to flying with you.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, that sounds like it's going to be an excellent program.
Well, you know, we are very excited. I have said this before with some of the speakers that we've been able to bring in. You know, bringing in someone of his caliber, like I said, is not a small task. And we have great sponsors throughout the community who have made it possible to bring him in. Way too many to list. And it just is, he's going to be a phenomenal speaker. He has, you know, he's a retired fighter pilot, and he has some close ties, actually, to General Goldfein. And I'm sure that he will explain some more of that during his keynote. But, of course, General Goldfein spent a lot of time here in Alamogordo as colonel, and then went on to be a five-star general. And he and his wife are very much a important part of Alamogordo. And Lieutenant Colonel Waldo Waldman has some ties to him. So it's going to be a great event, incredibly motivational. You know, we can't continue the momentum that we have in the community, and we can't keep moving forward without us all working together and going in the same direction. And that really is going to be his message, and it's going to be a great time. If you haven't had an opportunity yet to get your tickets, you can do so by going to alamogordo.com. They are $50 per person. There's also some table sponsorships available. This event will be catered by Triple Nickel Barbecue. He will serve his amazing brisket or chicken. And then, of course, we'll have a vegetable and a starch, dinner salad, rolls, dessert, iced tea, lemonade. The list just goes on and on. It's really going to be a great event, and I really hope that the community will come out and support this event. I don't think that there will be a person in attendance that doesn't walk away with something that they'll be able to use for their business and their employees and their self. So if you haven't had an opportunity to get your tickets yet, please do so at alamogordo.com. We also have a link that will take you right to Lieutenant Colonel Waldo Waldman's social media and website, where you can watch some of his past keynote presentations. He's got some great, you know, 2 or 3 minute long videos that will give you a great sense of what he's going to bring to the community.
Boy, we certainly are looking forward to that as well. Now, we've got a couple of changes at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Shiela will be departing, but still working remotely for the chamber on some areas. And then we have a new lady that I know very well that has just joined the Chamber of Commerce. Share with us.
Absolutely. So Shiela is back in Carlsbad. She will be working with us part-time remotely, so no fear. That phenomenal newsletter that she took in and made her baby will still be in your inbox Monday afternoon, and she'll be doing some marketing and communications for us on a part-time basis remotely. And we are happy to welcome Tammy Shoemaker to our staff. Tammy is our new administrative assistant, and I really am looking forward to having the opportunity to work with Tammy. Tammy is a lifelong Alamogordo resident, and she's going to be just a great addition to our staff. One of the first things that Tammy has been tasked with is to reach out to our members and get that database updated. You know, for a long time, we didn't have an admin assistant, and that is such an important role in an office, because that admin assistant makes sure, you know, that our communications are running smoothly and that we have proper information for all of our members. So she has a big job ahead of her, and she will be working on that database. So if you get a phone call from her, please welcome her to our staff at the Center of Commerce. And she just is wanting to update your representative information, your emails, to make sure that you're getting communication, and really just taking some time to introduce herself. So she's great, and I'm very excited to have Cami on board. Of course, Cami's email is just the same as mine and Shayella's, as far as firstname.lastname@alamogordo.com. And so Cami is Cami.shoemaker@alamogordo.com. And I know she looks forward to meeting everyone in the business community, and she has just jumped right in. She's actually been with us for a couple of weeks while she finished up her other place of employment time. She worked with us part-time and was able to work closely with Shayella for the last couple of weeks. So she's already off to a great start, and we're very excited to welcome her to our staff.
Well, we welcome her as well. And if Cami Shoemaker gives me a call, Michelle, it will not be the first time she's called me on the telephone. And you know that story.
Yeah, maybe she's just calling for something different now, right, Bob?
You gotcha, yeah. She's a great young lady. She worked for us for a few years when we had Putt-Putt Golf, Active Fun Golf, yeah. And the go-karts. Was a hard worker, dedicated. And I don't think of the years she spent there, there was one time where she called in sick or something like that. She was very loyal to her job and to me.
Yes. And that's her integrity and work ethic is definitely something that drove me right to her. And I'm excited to have her on board.
And, of course, we've been knowing her family and love her family very much for all of my time here in Alamogordo. Well, Michelle.
Absolutely. Her grandfather was one of back in the day, the Chamber of Commerce's board presidents.
Bob
I'm not real sure what year that would have been, but Bob Moore was one of our presidents at the Chamber of Commerce. And so she has deep roots here in Alamogordo, deep roots with the Center of Commerce. She said the other day she was walking down the hall and looking at all of those pictures and how many people she recognized from, you know, being her grandfather's friends and just people that she'd met through him. And she said she felt like she was at home. So that's exciting. I'm happy to have her. She's a great young lady, and she's going to fit right in with us.
Yeah, and the history she has about the community is very healthy for us as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So good things to come. Bob, we can't forget on Thursday night, we have Vibe at 5. And Vibe at 5 is going to be held up at the Townsend Library at NMSUA, the Alamogordo campus, and the New Mexico State University of Alamogordo faculty is going to have some great information about what they're doing, some of the new programs that they're offering. There will be, that will be a catered event. So come by and get you some great barbecue from Aju, I believe is who's doing that one. And they have a new marketing director at NMSUA, and Chelsea is really doing great things up there. So come introduce yourself, see all the wonderful things that New Mexico State University Alamogordo has to offer, and check out the Townsend Library. It really is a beautiful place. And then also, Bob, on Thursday, May 18th, we have a lunch and learn with TDS, Tiffany and Barbara with TDS will be in our conference room at noon. Lunch will be provided. They are talking about their the phone system and how their I don't know the verbiage, but how their phone system can help your office and really make things run a lot more smoothly with voiceover emails, voiceover telephone messages, things along those lines. And so that is Thursday, May 18th with TDS at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. And again, lunch will be provided. So Thursday is going to be a busy day for us. And we hope to see some of you this week.
Is there ever a week that's not a busy week or a day that's not a busy day for the Alamogordo Center of Commerce? I'm not aware of any.
You know, I haven't found one yet. If we ever do, come across one, I probably would not know what to do with it. But all is well. Things are moving right along at the Center of Commerce. Business as usual. And we are there and happy to meet not only new business members in the community, but you know, existing businesses that have been in for quite some time. We're happy to take some time and meet with you and see if there's anything that we can do as a Center of Commerce to help with your business needs. So come on by and see us. Give us a call. Shoot us an email.
Take you a dozen donuts.
Oh, you know, we don't ever turn those down.
All right. Michelle Gill with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Hey, Michelle, thank you very much. I'll see you around town. I'll see you Thursday at Vibe at 5 for sure. And then we'll see you around town between now and then. All right?
Sounds great, Bob. Thanks so much.
You
we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo. And 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.